word of God has been proven. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Turn your Bibles with me for five more moments to the third chapter of the book of St. Matthew. St. Matthew's Gospels. For the sake of the reading of the word of God, as we our minds and our eyes and our soul receive the word of God. For the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. In the book of John, there's a very powerful preaching sermon here. It says, in those days came John the Baptist. Matthew chapter 3. Preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying to the people, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare he the way of the Lord, make his path straight. The same John had his raiment as camel hair, and a leather gird about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem, and Judea, and the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, somebody say the far to see and the sad to see, came to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, generation of sinners, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children to Abraham. And now also the ox is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bring not forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water to repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Brothers and sisters, this is exactly what the church needs. Holy Ghost and fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and he will gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbid him, saying, I have need. Oh, my God. Everybody say, I have need. You notice now, I don't have time to move into it, but you got the drift. John said, I have need to be baptized of you. The church and the body of Christ have a need to be baptized by Jesus. Let me move on here so we can close. John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of you, but you've come it to me. Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, or he allowed him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. May God release his fire and his power upon the church. Now, I want to talk to you. Give me a few minutes, and then I'm going to bless the child. The movement of Pentecostalism. The Pentecostal movement. From the day of the apostles until now. The Pentecostal movement is about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire, where the church of Jesus Christ rely exclusively on the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God would come into the service, and the Spirit of God would mash up the service, so to speak, and the Spirit of God would reveal things in the house of God. And the Spirit of God will come upon people individually, baptizing them with fire. Amen. We've come into a time when each and every one of us must seek again the baptism of the Holy Ghost with fire. Not just speaking in tongues, but the power of God. For the Spirit of God come upon you to give you power to service. Amen. That the sick will be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost in you. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost is not coming upon you just for you to speak in tongues. The Holy Ghost is coming upon you so that you can be a witness that Jesus died on a cross and rose again from the dead and ascended up into heaven. And when you demonstrate the power of the resurrection, there will be a miracle happening. People want to see miracles. People now are running for prophecy. But we want to see the power, the miraculous power. We want to see blind eyes open, dumb tongues speak, deaf ears and stop, crippled legs walk, cancer victim heal. My God Almighty, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. The Pentecostal movement is about the baptism of the Holy Ghost and with fire. That's why John said to Jesus, I have need to be baptized by you. Because Jesus, don't you know what I'm doing in this world in Jordan? I want to baptize the people when they confess their sin. They've come to me because I baptized them in water. Jesus, but you have a baptism that is not water, but a baptism that is fire. And I don't want water. Water represents the Holy Ghost too. Fire represents the Holy Ghost, and wind represents the Holy Ghost. But God says he want to baptize each and every one of us with fire. We have missed out on certain stuff as Christians in this century. We have missed out on what is reality of the kingdom by the power of the Holy Ghost in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And we are going around like headless chicken. We hear a little something over here and we gone there. We hear a little prophecy here and we flock it, trying to catch a word from a man. Oh my God. Oh my God. And what is happening, many Christians are falling into deception. Because you have to try the spirit. Not every spirit is of God. Even if the person speaks in tongues and interpret it, you still have to try the spirit, whether it is of God or not. We are living in a day of deception and deceit, and we've got to be careful what we hear and how we hear it and from who we hear it. Some people are looking for popularity. Some people are looking for money. Some people are looking for fame. Some people are looking for this. But every preacher must die. cannot live until you die. And when you die, no one can touch you or hurt you because you're dead already. Amen. Devil come to me and devil said, I'm going to kill you. I said, devil, you're mistaken because I'm dead already. Amen. Devil is a liar. Listen, the time is coming. We need to go back to seek him. God, we need the Pentecostal experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We need a move. My heart must be filled with God. And sometimes our heart can be so dark that it got no room for God. Resentment in there. Bitterness in there. Unforgiveness in there. Unrepentance in there. And your heart just clogged up with so much stuff that there is no room. No room in the inn. See, no room in the inn. The inn in you is your heart. And that inn needs to have Jesus. And you need to be filled. What Pentecostal Christian needs is a baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. So that you can be on fire. When you are on fire, bless God. Anything come in front of you, whether it's demons or whatever it may be, you'll be able to cast it out. And the demons will not be able to pitch on you because you are fire. But when fly pitch on fire, guess what? In fry. The devil will be like that fly. If he tried to mess with you, he will burn up with fire. Let me tell you, my God, I want to get out of London and out of this world blazing with fire. My guns must come blazing, bless God. My armor must be intact, bless God. And I must fight every devil in hell. The Lord is good. Listen, listen. I have many things to say to you, but you can't bear them. Selah. Amen. Let the will of God be done. Praise the Lord our God. Amen. Give the Lord a big praise. And listen, 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 listen. Listen to what I say. Whatever you're going through in your life, seek the baptism. There are many voices in this world. Many. But there's only one voice that is important. The voice of Jesus. Many voices. And listen to me. You need a baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's not just to speak in tongues. The Holy Spirit may want to take hold of your vocal cord. Yes. But the Holy Spirit wants to do more with your body as you present it to him. You have to yield your body to the Spirit of God for him to take hold of you and make you into that vessel. All of you in this building must become Jesus. All of you, all of us must become Jesus. Because the Bible says, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So if I'm filled with Jesus, and you are filled with Jesus, and you are filled with Jesus, and you are filled with Jesus, the Father said the same thing. This is my beloved child in whom I am well pleased because he's filled with my son Jesus.